could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.
That's right. You just heard it from the woman before me. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain on 90.1. It's currently 4 o'clock, 4:26 p.m. 4 p.m. 26 seconds. More specifically, and what I meant to say was that. But I'm super excited to be on the radio this week. If you tuned in last week, that's exciting. Thank you for tuning in again this week. I got a lot of good music for you again. We're gonna start off with some new music because we gotta promote that new music on the station. Very important for some reason. Okay, we are going to start with I Wasn't Made for War by Peel Dream Magazine. And you know what? I would have to agree, personally, that I was not made for war. We better not have a World War III in a time where I could be, like, drafted. I really would not like that. I would just be a coward. I think I would dig a hole underground and then stay there. I don't think I could fight. I don't even know if I could run. I think I would panic and then I would ruin it for myself, but that's my take on me being drafted into the war. I really was not made for war, you guys.
She looks to me.
Sea Glass by Fire Trail is what you just heard, and I Wasn't Made for War previously, what you heard. And you know what? Once again, not made for war! Crazy statement right there. Okay. It is, in fact, time to discuss a public service announcement with the crowd. Yesterday, my roommates, a singular, it actually might have been 2 days ago. No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday, and a roommate, I won't disclose who, cooked chicken, raw chicken, and I don't think the counters got wiped down after the raw chicken juices splattered on the counter, which I personally was not a fan of. So this is your PSA to wipe down your kitchen counters when you use raw meat to avoid disease. Don't think I should have to tell you that, but I will. But I will. But yesterday I did make my first real meal in a long time, like legit cooked dinner. I made like a scampi sauce spaghetti situation, and I put this like chicken in, but the chicken was totally seasoned wrong for the meal itself, so it really, the flavors didn't blend. However, that's not where I'm trying to get at. What I am trying to say here is that I cut a bunch of garlic to put in this spaghetti sauce, and now my entire body, basically, especially my hands, smell like garlic. And I've showered, I've washed them many times. This was yesterday, a full 24 hours ago that this occurred, and my hands still smell like garlic. I don't really know what to do about it. It's kind of grossing me out, and I'm a little upset because I don't want to walk by and have somebody be like, why does this girl smell like garlic? So, anyway, that's where we are with that. Currently a little garlic smelly. My hands are going to smell a little like garlic as I hit play on this next song by a very dear friend of mine, Wilco, who I have no personal relation to, but maybe I wish I did.
Germany, unlikely Japan, wherever you go, wherever you land, say what this means to me, I'll do what I can. Likely Japan. Fundamental problem, all need to face. This is important, but I know you're not listening. Oh, I know you're not listening. Understand. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan. This is what love is for, to be out of place. Gorgeous and alone, face to face. Problems need to be erased. Nothing more important than to know someone's listening. Now I know you'll be listening.
isn't that song just so beautiful and so sad at the same time? Gosh, it makes me upset. It's called Cerca de Ti. Close to you or near you is what that translates to, by Hermanos Gutierrez. Yeah. That song reminds me of my very last night in Spain. June 26th, that night, I was on the beach, on the coast, the western coast, and yeah, I got to watch the sunset on the Atlantic Ocean from the other side of it, from the west. I got to see the sun set over the ocean for the very first time. I got to see that, which was really beautiful and really sad, and that song just really reminds me of that. It was the exact vibe of that song, just as the sun's setting on my last night. Beautiful sunset. It was like, oh, kind of the saddest moment of my entire life! Not really, but kind of. Kind of. But I do very much love that sad, but calming vibe, that slidey guitar situation. Beautiful, beautiful. But let's spice it up a little bit. Here's another song that's in Spanish, Que Maravilla by Raimundo Amador. So I have the worst accent of all time. Please don't yell at me. It's so awkward. But I'm addressing it now, so you guys can't say anything about it. Can't say anything about it. I know, okay? I know. What am I supposed to do? But yeah, this next one's fun. I think you will enjoy it, and it's a little more upbeat than the last one you just heard.
Me tiene la cabeza medio loca, primo, cuando me mira. Parece la Mona Lisa cuando asoma por la ventana el patio interior de su sonrisa. Su padre era el alcalde de un pueblo de Sevilla. Su madre era la reina de un burdel que había en Tarifa. La dejaron siendo niña en un hospicio de Melilla. Se casó con Mohamed, que mojando le hizo de qué maravilla. Qué maravilla, ya, ya, qué maravilla, qué maravilla, ya, ya. Se suelta primero el pelo, después tira la blusa lentamente y yo caigo en el suelo. Cuando adivina que estoy en la penumbra de mi cuarto detrás de la cortina. Y decidí mandarle una carta clandestina con una cita ciega en el bar que hay en la esquina. Yo me pondré un pañuelo solo pa' mi chaquetilla, pa' que tú me puedas ver lo apañado que puedo ser. Y como todos los días enganchado las pasiones, formulando sentimientos, trajinando corazones, sentadito en la escalera. Y sentadito en la escalera, es que todo lo que sube y va, y mi niña que no llega. Qué maravilla, ya, ya. Qué maravilla, qué maravilla, ya, ya. Qué maravilla, qué maravilla, qué maravilla.
Southbound, the Allman Brothers. Come on, how fun is that? How fun is that? Super fun, you gotta say. You gotta say. I was dancing around, having a good time. Would love to see that played live. Is it ever gonna happen? No. That's okay. Kind of. Well, I guess I could see a cover band, but it's not really the same. And then I'd have to... I would just have to have come across some small, odd bit of luck to have them play this song. So, not impossible, but pretty close. That was Southbound by the Allman Brothers, and first it was Came Out of Ia. Also a fun little song, I have to say. Not to re-talk about food again, but I ate the best tomato of my entire life today, and that's saying something for being in the United States. Like, I went to the farmer's market on Saturday, and I saw these juicy red tomatoes. And of course, I am a big fan of tomatoes on a sandwich. I think it elevates any meal. Instantly, tomato. So I said to myself, you know, these tomatoes look of quality. Of perfect quality. So of course I purchased these tomatoes from the farmer's market, and I just can't even get over the perfect deliciousness of these tomatoes. And I've already gone through both of the ones that I've purchased, and now I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go through tomato withdrawals, because if I go to the grocery store, it's just not the same, because the tomatoes are not nearly as good. Like, not even close, not even halfway, not even 25%. I would say it's like maybe a 16th of what the flavor of this other tomato is. I'm not really sure why I felt like that was important to tell you guys, but any leads on good tomato acquirements in between now and the next time I find myself in a farmer's market, please let me know. Also, if I say something interesting that you want to update me on, or, you know, just say something, you can call in at 802-656-4399, or you can chat using the chat feature on our website, wruv.org. Cool stuff if you have things to say to me. But if not, that's fine too. I just like to chat and see that you guys are listening. Anyway, here's Queens of the Stone Age with the lost art of keeping a secret. And let me tell you, I do agree that that is a lost art. Nobody can keep anything to themselves these days. You know? Who's trustworthy around? You don't even know. And with the internet, ugh! What can you do here? Queens of the Stone Age, here we go.
I understand.
vines. Love those vines. Ivy vines, grape vines. If you're a vine, I like it. Not really. Kudzu vine? Get out of here. Get out of here, Kudzu. We don't like you. I actually don't like all vines, but I do love the vines. That was Waitin, and there was The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret. Yeah. You know, I started a new book recently. The Picture of Dorian Gray, a classic, if you will. And I've been quite enjoying it. I think Oscar Wilde's writing is very beautiful and descriptive. It's very profound, and it's the type of book where every other sentence is like a quote you would see, not on an inspirational like post per se, but in a something that makes you think, something like that. But anyway, Dorian Gray is this elusive, magical, beautiful boy, basically. And he's supposed to be blonde and youthful and perfect and everything and sharp. And these two dudes are, like, obsessed with him because of his, like, young beauty. But all I can think about is every time they describe Dorian Gray, all I can think about is, like, Rocky from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, his, like, blonde hair toned, little gold Speedo situation, and I think it's kind of ruining the book slightly for me, because I know he's supposed to be very majestic, a little angelic, and Rocky just, it's kind of, not to say that Rocky isn't any of those things, but it's definitely not the vibe that Oscar Wilde is going for. Additionally, though, he really was not there to see this happening. So I guess it's not his fault that Rocky exists and is kind of stealing Dorian Gray's look. But it is kind of like that. Here's the Pixies with Allison. Ode to you, Allison. If your name is Allison, the Pixies wrote a song about you. Hopefully it's good.
From this star to this year bar, the moon, the moon, where are we now? Hooray, the blues of everyone, Allison. Keeps a smile around the world, he took no fright and jettison. We'll go tonight to hear him tell. We'll be right back.
Tell me that wasn't the most Weezer song you've ever heard in your entire life. That is so Weezer. It's a good thing Weezer did write that song. Suzanne, you're all that I want in the world. You're all that I want of a girl. Who is this Suzanne chick? Dang. She knows something I don't, I guess. And Allison. Suzanne and Allison didn't even plan that, and it just so happened that two of these lovely women blessed your airwaves on your dial. Allison and Suzanne. Weezer and the Pixies, two classic 90s bands. Gotta love and Weezer. I'll give you some of the lore. Weezer was my very first concert at age 11. Maybe 10, even. I don't know. Loved them. Knew every single song with my bestie, Imogen. We screamed at the top of our lungs, standing on the chairs. Every single word of Weezer. I'm pretty impressed with ourselves, I have to say. I'm sure the people around us were, too. Die-hard Weezer fans we were back in the day. And I'm pretty... I stand by that. That it was my first concert. Gotta love Weezer. Rivers Cuomo, I know you're a bit of a sellout now. Not too happy about that, but, you know, we still have your past masterpieces to keep us afloat, despite your recent mistakes. Ha ha ha. Can I say that? Am I qualified to say that? Probably not. However, I shall say it anyway. We used to be friends. Aw. Me and Imogen, we used to be friends. We're still friends. It's just not the same anymore. If you're listening to this, Imogen, I miss you. Additionally, this next song is called We Used to Be Friends by the Dandy Warhols. So that's kind of fitting. Nothing bad happened between Imogen and I. God, why would you even assume that? We just grew apart, okay? Okay, fine. We used to be friends. The Dandy Warhols.
Sweet too.
Turn my camera on, Spoon. I am once again asking for somebody to gift me a Spoon ticket. I told you they're sold out. What is a girl to do? I really want to see Spoon. They're coming here in October. Please give me a ticket. I really want to go. Yeah. I do, in fact, really want to go. I'm sure I'll find my way there if I really put my mind to it. However, it would just really be nice to have something fall into my lap, you know? Today in class, though, actually, it's totally unrelated. This is an embarrassing thing I did today in class. I was speaking with my professor after my lab, and I was asking him about, like, which web systems were compatible with other things. Instead of saying compatible, I said computable in front of the whole class, and then he corrected me and said compatible. And to be fair, I did kind of know that computable is not a word, but, you know, it was just one of those, like, short mind checkout situations where, gosh, I am not stupid. I know that computable is not a word, and I did say it in front of the whole class. And I'm horrifically reliving that moment every couple of minutes in my mind. I really can't get it out of my head. I mean, I can. I'll be okay for sure, but I'm definitely a bit embarrassed by the situation. Anyway, it's 3:54 about. Do I play one more song for you guys? I don't have enough time, really, to do a lot of things. Let's play the song or whatnot. I'll play it. I'll play the song. But it'll bring me to the very, very end. The very end. Anyway, tomorrow, we got our first exposure of the semester, 6 to 8 p.m., with Clive, the band, run by yours truly. I'm also the local music director this year, in case anybody was wondering, and has local music. If you're kind of near the Burlington area, Vermont even, closer to Montreal, that's okay. Send me some music at local@wruv.org, because we gotta get some of that local music out, and I'm here to promote you all. I'm here to do it. I'm not sure if I'm gonna play another song for you guys. I think I'm gonna end it here, because that would be rude to go into my over-allotted time. So I won't do it. But I really appreciate you all tuning in. My name is Ivy. This is Ivy on the Mountain. It happens weekly, 4 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday of the semester. I hope you tune in again next week. I hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Ivy on 90.1 WRUV-FM. Burlington, and I hope to speak to you again next week. Thank you all. Rock on. Have a good rest of your evening with somebody else.